This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Hour two was brought to you by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com.
You don't have to be embarrassed or ashamed if you have hemorrhoids, because by the age of 50, more than 50% of Americans suffer from hemorrhoids. So thankfully, here in Knoxville, there's the Premier Hemorrhoid Treatment Center. They offer a non-invasive, non-surgical solution called IRC. It is a quick and painless laser procedure that eliminates 90% of hemorrhoids. Best of all, it is covered by most insurance plans. So don't keep living with hemorrhoids. Make sure you call the Premier Hemorrhoid Treatment Center in Knoxville right now, 865-588-9952. You can schedule a consultation today. That's the Premier Hemorrhoid Treatment Center. Expertise you can trust.
All right, let's go to the phones. B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. And let's see here. Let's get to Jay. Jay, good morning.
Blaine, good morning, buddy.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good, man. Good. I'm going to ask you something. Have y'all been seeing this UT Board of Trustees and Senate bill passing and all that stuff? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Talked about it yesterday some. Yep.
Okay. Well, I didn't get to hear that. Let me ask y'all. Is this something to worry about, or is this something that fans are just trying to run wild with and have another conspiracy theory and just finding something else to be upset about? Or is this something that is literally, I mean, because everything I see is Haslam's going to take over. Board of Trustees is going to be a good old network, good old boys network of Haslam people, firing Fulmer, firing Bev. That's all I see. So is this a conspiracy theory, or would this actually happen?
Charlie? I mean, if you want to go first.
I'm not as alarmist about it, but I'm not good with it. I'll put it that way.
What is it, Charlie? What's the big stench about this?
So
I don't really know.
The biggest part of it is that it is a bill and state legislation that would allow. So Bill Haslam, the governor, has come out and said that the Board of Trustees of Tennessee is unwieldy. There's too many people on the board.
Uh-huh.
And so this proposed, would allow him to shrink the size of it and him alone choose every single appointee to the Board of Trustees, Bill Haslam.
Good Lord.
Yeah, and so
now, this
obviously
is Bill. This is not Jim.
It's not Jim.
Big Jimmy.
It's Bill, but he's still in the family.
Exactly.
And Bill came out. He was one of the few state politicians who was in support of the hire of Greg Schiano. If you go back and remember, he said that he thought Tennessee fans were hasty in their choice of, you know, bashing Schiano. But it's concerning because, I mean, if you just look at the Haslam's track record in terms of some of the things where they've weighed in on Tennessee athletics, it hasn't been good. And, yeah, the possibility is absolutely there that he just creates a good old boy Haslam fan network at the Board of Trustees. It's all possible. But that doesn't mean that's what is going to happen. That's all just speculation. And even if that does happen, I do not believe that it would be fire Beverly Davenport, fire Philip Fulmer. I don't think that's what would happen.
Passing of this would allow that to be possible.
Well, it would, but...
It passed in the Senate yesterday.
It did.
Okay.
It's not through yet.
KnoxNews.com says a controversial proposal that will reduce the University of Tennessee Board of Trustees by more than half passed in the Senate on Monday. 27-3 vote showed strong support among lawmakers for one of Bill Haslam's signature pieces of legislation this year. So these things can happen as far as Haslam's coming back and saying, you know what? You know, we had made a decision to hire Schiano. It got nixed. We were a little embarrassed by the situation. We're running things, and we're going to show you how much we are running things. And Beverly Davenport, you know, just understand who your bosses are. I mean, that could happen. But everything, it seems to be heading in the right direction. And if you're the Haslams at this point, you got the Browns. I would focus on the Browns right now.
I mean, Jimmy's old, Swain. He's old. Why does he care about Tennessee like this? Like, why does he want control over the over this. I mean, the guy's in his late 60s, man. Like, you're going to be pushing up daisies before long. I mean, no disrespect, but, I mean, the guy's really old.
I mean, he has the Browns. He has the Browns. Like,
you, I think to answer your question, it's because he can.
Because
it's not a good answer.
Yeah.
It's not the answer we want to hear. But in his position, because he can, okay, my name's in the spotlight a little bit more, whether people take it negative or positively. Why not? Let's get in the ring.
To flex, but, I mean, to flex muscle. Yeah.
But let's have some perspective on the entire situation with the Haslams. They have helped thousands of people here in Knoxville in the community. There's organizations that that would not be funded if it was not for the Haslams and you know, Mrs. Haslam, Ms. Natalie Haslam, and her work in the community. You look at the football fields, the high school football fields that desperately needed to be replaced. Over the last couple of years, they have funded that. They've done a lot of great things. And I think what gets lost is we look at only the athletics and some of the mistakes they've made, and we just cast a wide net on them as a whole. And maybe that's not fair. So they've done some really good things. They've done some good things in the community. But when it comes to decision making with athletics, their batting record has not been great. And
their personal business is a mess. I mean, look at all these recordings and all of these things that have been coming out about Pilot. Everything that they touch is terrible.
I mean, they just had multiple executives convicted of fraud.
There's a mixture. It's not everything, because again, they're still helping people in the community.
They're employing tons of people,
but they've
been huge for the community.
But that business, yes, it's, I mean, a huge black eye with the whole thing with the trial and then with the athletics, no doubt about it.
What I'm saying is, yes, they donate money for football fields and stuff like that. That doesn't take any brain cells. That doesn't take any decision making. Anything that actually takes
more
brain
than that,
cells
man.
And decision making, they're terrible at.
Jay,
the
it's
Browns,
not
even-
it's not
what?
Just football fields. It's stuff for the University of Tennessee, academics and athletics. It's for
you're
high school students, athletes, or just students all across
you're
the Knoxville area in high school and in middle schools.
You're
They've impacted the entire part of the state. You just said that all they're doing is providing football
that
fields.
That doesn't take any intelligence.
I see what he's saying.
That doesn't take any intelligence
to do that.
Anything that takes intelligence, they're terrible at. It doesn't take intelligence to donate money.
Yeah,
period.
And it should,
I don't care what they donate.
I see what you're saying, Jay. And it really shouldn't take much intelligence to say, "Hey, we are the money. We know how to build a business and make a lot of money. Let's let the football people make the football decisions."
Yeah,
it shouldn't take that much intelligence to do that either.
That should be, in my opinion, that's what the Haslams should do, because they have impacted the community in a positive way, largely by providing jobs and doing things like you've been talking about, providing money for football fields at the high school level and things like that. And obviously, they, you know, their house is not completely in order at the top over there at Pilot, but
that's
beside
not
the
we're
point.
Saying. But
to say that they're
not intelligent.
Well, the thing
or that the, what they're doing or what they have done does not take intelligence.
Well, just,
I think is off base.
At what point do you say when we are involved, these bad things happen? So how about I'll provide the money and let these people make the decisions.
No,
everything
we all can
that
agree
do,
on that.
Everything that they do that involves intelligence and decision making, whether it's their business, whether it's the Browns, no matter what it is gone terribly.
That's
Jimmy
that
you've heard about.
Jimmy Haslam has been proven to be a crook. The people that he hires have been proven to be crooks. It does not say, University of Tennessee, I want to donate $1 million. Knox County Schools, I want to donate $1 million for your football field. Any moron can do that. That has $1 billion.
I understand. I understand what you're saying. Yep, I understand that. Yep.
Anybody can do that.
Yeah. No, you're right. When it comes to the Browns and when it comes to some of the other decisions that were made, they have dropped the ball. And all I'm saying is, everything they've done has not been wrong, but the big stuff. You know, Tennessee football.
The stuff that Tennessee football fans care about.
Yeah, the stuff that matters to the fans.
Yeah.
They screwed up.
They're not batting a great percentage right in that area.
And nobody's trying to defend that.
Yeah.
Well, I just want us to beat Tennessee again, guys. I'm tired of Jimmy Haslam. I'm tired of all this stuff happening. You know, it's like you think you got Philip Fulmer back on the hill and you think things are going to be different, and then you see this. It's just like, my God, man, when will it end? You know, when will this end and we can just have some peace of mind?
Well, right now, this is my approach. You know, I am really optimistic about Coach Fulmer being in charge. I think Beverly Davenport's doing a good job. And I'm going to wait and see what happens with this bill. And wait and see if it's passed or if they get the power they want, if this board trustee size is shrunk a little bit. It's not like it's just Tennessee. That's kind of happening around the country, other programs where they're shrinking the board trustees. Let's see what happens. Like, it's in a good place. Are they going to damage it? Are the decision makers that were a little exposed during the Schiano deal, will they be humbled a little bit and go, you know what? Let's not mess this up. Hey, we made a mistake. We're human. Just because we got a lot of money doesn't mean we're bulletproof. We made a mistake. All right, so somebody else fixed it. Well, let's humble ourselves a little bit, and let's make sure that we get on the same page by reducing it, hopefully, and we learn a lesson, and we not let Tennessee, you know, fall. Let's not be the reason why Tennessee, you know, goes backwards. I just hope it would be hard for me, as many people that have graduated from Tennessee that's on the board of trustees, as much money as people have invested in Tennessee, why would you want to see Tennessee not at its best? How could you contribute to Tennessee not being its best? I could not do it. I couldn't. It's like having a sprained ankle as a wide receiver and not being able to go 100%. I'd take myself out of the game if it meant that I was going to hurt my football team. Like, if I'm a billionaire, if I'm a millionaire, and I'm making decisions that's not the best for Tennessee, and I know I'm just not good at that area, I'm going to step away. I'll let somebody else do it. Like, that's what's frustrating to the fan base is this has been self-inflicting for way too long. But, Jay, I'm going to sit back, and I'm going to wait and see what happens. I'm not going to get all worked up about what could happen and what, you know, what may happen. I'm going to see what happens. I'm going to see what they do first.
Right. Well, you know, Swain, that's a good approach, man. We'll see, and hopefully it all worked out for the best. And, you know, Jimmy Haslam just needs to focus on the Browns. Y'all have a good day.
Hey, thank you. I mean,
something needed to be talked about.
Like, that was a good phone call by Jay there.
Yeah.
All eyes are on the Haslams now.
I mean, it's what I said yesterday when we discussed this. If this goes through, and it still has to pass the House at the state level to get through, but if it gets through, I think more things like the FOIA request should happen often, twice a year, maybe more. Make sure that these people are held accountable for all of the decisions that they make, for all the things that they say. And obviously there are ways to skirt around a FOIA request and keep these things off the record for your any stupid decision-making that you might make. But I think it looks like this is going to go through, and the accountability has to be stepped up. That's the key if this happens.
Yes, no doubt about it.
Their feet have to be held to the fire. They have to be held to the standard that has now been created by the fans, essentially overturning the athletic department. That has to happen now.
Man, if you get a lot of power, that means it comes with a lot of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And we are at this point because of problems that have occurred inside the athletic program. So I'm cool with, you know, every 2 or 3 years dumping this information and people being held accountable. And but I'm not freaking out right now about this bill. Let me see what happens first. We'll see how Coach Fulmer, Beverly Davenport operate. I don't freak out first and then think about it. Think about it and make sure that what's going on is actually going on, and then we'll react from there. Hour 3 continues after this.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again? Let us help.
Alco Attend Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union has helped people save money for almost 80 years. Whether it's free checking, financing a vehicle, or purchasing that new home, Alcoa 10 is here to help you. better rates, better service. Check them out at atfcu.com.
Alco Watson Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Member NCUA.
If you suffer from the pain and discomfort of hemorrhoids, the Premier Hemorrhoid Treatment Center in Knoxville has the solution. Premier offers IRC, or infrared coagulation. This is a painless, in-office laser procedure that resolves 90% of hemorrhoids. There's no cutting, stitches, or anesthesia. Only relief. Don't keep living with hemorrhoids. Call the Premier Hemorrhoid Treatment Center in Knoxville at 865-588-9952 and schedule a consultation. That's 865-588-9952. The Premier Hemorrhoid Treatment Center. Expertise you can trust.
If you want to chop it up with the fellas, call the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline at 865-200-5503.
Butch Jones replacing Philip Fulmer on the Jumbotron.
For what?
People getting drunk and stumbling into the wrong house.
For what?
Butch saying a chart told him to kick an extra point instead of going for two.
For what?
People who break the law while breaking the law.
For what?
All right, we got for one here in the Swain event, but first let's go to Turkey Man. Turkey Man, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I couldn't hear Jay. I could just hear you guys talking. I couldn't hear Jay, but apparently he was talking about that bill that was trying to get passed from what I was hearing. I had about three little points there. Number one, I was going to comment on Chris is saying that Butch, an intern on that big deal, is kind of a mistake. I disagree with what he's saying. In my opinion, Nick wanted to hire Hugh Freeze, and it was plain that he wanted to bring him in as an offensive analyst and bump him up like he has done in the past with offensive coordinators. Like after Kiffin left, he brought people out of that position up to offensive coordinator or end of position. So I didn't see that with Butch. I've seen that and bumping him down. It went the other direction. So I kind of disagreed with that. I think from what I heard from Jay's, I couldn't hear Jay, like I say. But my comment would be, I feel like we got it in the right direction. If this bill would change it back to the other direction, then I have a problem with it, because I've seen when we was making a turn in the right direction, you had reporters that had been there forever and again that always would report, it's going to be this way. I'm going to check my sources, and my sources are going to tell me this, which was I'm going to check Haslam's and see what's going to happen, and what they were reporting, and was not what Haslam was telling. So we was going in the right, making a turn in the right direction. So I don't want to go back in that direction we had. So if this bill takes us in that direction, I don't want it happening.
Well,
if I got across what I was trying to say.
No, I understand what you're trying to say, Turkey Man, and thanks for that. And this is what we can take away from what happened with Shiano, is that fan base is fed up. They will act. They will make their voices heard. If you thought that was a mess with how Shiano was hired and how the fans reacted, mess this up. Like mess up Coach Former being the AD and things going right. Mess that up and see what happens. He had emails to John Curry saying, "I'm done. I'm done. I'm tapped out. I can't do it anymore." If they mess up Coach Former and the direction that we're going in now and hinder German Proof from being successful, that little thing that happened with Shiano would be nothing compared to what we would see with this fan base acting out. And all eyes would be on the decision makers. And you, I mean, you couldn't say, "Oh, well, it was this person." No, it would be right here, front and center. And
I mean, you know you who know. Made all of the decisions yeah. for who was on the Board of yeah. Trustees at that point. There's, you know, no question about it at all. And these appointees do have to be not necessarily voted on. It's not completely solely the governor. There are sort of stops there where they have to be put up for consideration and then approved, but they're all going to get approved. Like, none of the guys that they're going to put up are going to have big red flags that say, "Oh, this person shouldn't."
It's hard for me to fathom getting any worse.
That's a
but
good point.
This type of bill leads to thoughts running through your head that, gosh, maybe we haven't seen it all.
Yeah.
This is the type of stuff that is concerning, that sticks in the back of your mind. But can we do anything about it right now? Is there any cause for concern?
That's the thing,
right now, because we don't have any control.
None of us are state legislators. I mean, you can contact your state legislators, but they're going to make their decision. And that's all I can say. If you don't want this bill to go through, find out who your state legislator is. Find out who's in House of Representatives at the state level for wherever you might live, and contact them immediately. Do it right now if you don't want this through. Otherwise, I mean, we just got to see what happens. Because we're not politicians.
I'm going to use an analogy here. You know, growing up, I've grown up in Huntsville. I've lived in Chicago a little bit. I've seen things a young kid is not supposed to see. In a lot of situations, when you live in an area where there's a lot of violence and there's a lot of crime and there's, you know, just craziness going on, it's easy to get away with crime if you want to. You can go into that community, commit crimes, and the likelihood of you getting off is higher. You can get away with stuff. Things kind of get, sometimes swept under the rug. Sometimes no one's paying attention. But if you are in a very safe community, and things are calm and it's peaceful, you're not going to be able to go into that neighborhood and commit crimes. It's going to alarm everyone because that's not what you're used to. Well, the last couple of years, there's been so much chaos inside the athletic program, right? This with the basketball, this with the football, and all sorts of drama where you couldn't really pinpoint it on one person. It didn't really expose anyone, really. But now, everything is calm.
It's all out there.
Coach Former is running the show. You have all these teams that are performing at a high level. Tennessee football is not yet because we just started spring practice, so there's still time to see if that's going to happen. But you got Rick Barnes, Coach of the Year. You got softball, top five rating. You have everything that's just calm and everyone's winning. And there's no drama. And this is probably going to continue. If something happens with leadership and that boat is rocked, we're going to know exactly why. We're going to know exactly the reason it's rocked and who's rocking it. And it's going to expose people at the top in a huge, huge way. Because we can't blame it on Davenport. Because look what she did bringing in Coach Former. We can't blame it on Coach Former because, look what he's doing already. It was easy to blame it on Dave Hart. It was easy to blame it on Mike Hamilton. Because, they were the AD. You wasn't really quite sure how much they really want to win here. What was important to them? We don't have a doubt with Coach Former. We know his motivation. We know how much he cares about this place. We see it in his actions. We see it from the email dump now. So if something happens wrong, it ain't going to be Coach Former. It ain't going to be Beverly Davenport. It's going to be above those guys.
Yeah, the good news is that Tennessee is now in a position where everything has come to light,
yeah.
where yeah, if these things go awry, you're going to know. The accountability is going to be there. And that's great. It's great that Tennessee and its fans have found themselves in this position finally after so many years of nonsense going on behind the scenes. And
but even with that being said, I think Nacho on the text box brings up a great point. The governor having control is not all a bad thing. Jimmy isn't our governor. Bill has done a pretty good job for the state of Tennessee. It's still a committee. I do think, regardless of how you view Bill and his job at in the governor's office,
well, I think people,
or if you're left wing or right wing, I think Bill Haslam does get a bad rap for a lot of the things that the rest of his family does.
There has been
his family's a part of.
There has been this notion that he is going to use this appointing of the Board of Trustees to, when he leaves the governorship, to fly straight into being the president of the school, because Joe DiPietro is about to leave. He's stepping down, and that's already been announced. People have been thinking that, from everything I've heard, he's going to make a run at Congress, National Congress, first. And if he doesn't win that, then I would say he does look at that president position of the university. But let me quell that a little bit. I think he runs for Congress first, and maybe your move is to keep him out of the presidentship, depending on where your priorities lie. Vote for him to be in Congress. I don't know. It's an interesting situation. I might be wrong there. That's just what I've heard. But ultimately, maybe he does end up being the president of UT. We'll see. It's a waiting game at this point. And like I said, if you are concerned, contact your state representative right this second. Go figure it out.
Swain Event, be right back.
Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again? Let us help.
Jason Swain here. Gentlemen, have you lost your get up and go? Low T Center can help you find it. If you've noticed a decline in energy and motivation, you may have low testosterone. Low T levels make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol and cause weight gain. I got my levels tested at the Low T Center. It was quick and easy, and most health insurance is accepted. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com. That's 865-392-1388.
Major store-wide savings at Better Mattress this month, plus a chance to get up to 40% off. Visit any Better Mattress to play in the March Madness Challenge. Customers get one basketball shot in store for up to 40% off select purchases. Everyone is a winner this March at Better Mattress. Get store-wide instant rebates on select purchases, including free pillows, sheets, and a mattress protector, a $300 value. Plus, take the big shot to get 40% off during the March Madness event at Better Mattress. Play in store. With 6 area locations, there is one near you. Find them on Facebook and visit bettermattress.com. Good night, just got better.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerry Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerry Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jerry Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jerica Steele and Butler Vines and Babb fight for you.
For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
865-200-5503. B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Hour 3, powered by Low T Center, lowtcenter.com. Charlie, you want to address something right quick?
I want to clarify a little bit. A couple months ago, Haslam did say he won't be running for Bob Corker's seat because people thought he was going to run for Senate. Bob Corker's seat is coming up this year, and he said he won't be running for that because he didn't want to take away from his time serving as governor, but he has not said anything about Lamar Alexander's seat, which will be coming up in 2020, and he would be out of the governorship by that time and have time to run a campaign for that 2020 seat. And Lamar Alexander, he hasn't said he's going to step down. That's the speculation that he's going to step away from being in Congress. But so there's still a possibility that he'll run for Congress. But I wanted to clarify, it won't be this year that Haslam will be running. But that I had missed that. So just wanted to clarify.
Hey, when a team is not good, it's really hard to pinpoint where the problem is. You know, last year, so many problems, so many holes in the ship, it's hard to pinpoint. But when you're winning, you're having success, and then you yank maybe a player out that's very instrumental in your success, and then you start losing, you can pinpoint, okay, that decision was the wrong decision. Coach Former is the AD. There's no drama going on. Teams are winning. No scandals. It's about to be April, so there's no football right now. It's, you know, regular season. There's spring. You would have to be really crazy if you're a board trustee member or if you're in leadership and you rock the boat right now. If this continues.
Or attempt to.
Yeah, if this continues. Let's say Pruitt is successful this year, you know, considering the talent that he has and the schedule, whatever your definition of success, it could be 7 games, it could be 8 games, whatever. But let's just say he's successful. And then the next year, he gets a little bit more successful. And Coach Former is running the show and everything is running smooth. If you mess that up, all fingers would be pointed at you, 100%. But when you have an incompetent head coach, like we've hired the last couple times, and when you have a basketball coach that's under NCAA investigation from his time at a previous school, and you have all these little fires here, you know, the ADs getting attacked by for letting go the Lady Vols logo. You got all these little fires. You know, it's hard to pinpoint who is the cause of these fires. But when everything is good and something happens, it's easy to say, okay, all right, man, it was this bill.
Yeah, what changed?
It was this bill. It was this bill that changed. And I'm telling you right now, it will be Chiano Sunday times 10 if they mess up Coach Former running the show and he's doing a good job.
I mean, I can tell you if any of the Haslams happen to be watching, I don't think that they are, but people want a reason. From all my interactions with the fans recently, people want a reason to come at the Haslams. They want it and they're looking for it. And watch out. That's all I would say. Be careful. That's not a threat or anything. Not from me. This is just personally an observation. People are looking for a reason to come for you. In terms of Tennessee athletics. And that's just from all the interactions that I've had with Tennessee fans, especially after the Chiano stuff. And so exactly what you're saying, Swain, people would know where the change is coming from. What changed if things go south? And like you're saying, people are looking for that opportunity, just like they were looking for that opportunity to come at Tennessee's athletic department in general sense, because things have been going so poorly for so long, and this Chiano thing gave them that reason, that opportunity, the door open, and they took it, and they banged down the door, and look what happened, a bit of a revolution. Things turned over, things changed, and this we've said it before on this show, Tennessee Athletics is bigger than any one person, period. And it always will be. And anyone in those upper level positions. Don't forget that. It is bigger than any one person.
Board trustees, you know, if it's smaller and they can run it more efficiently and you know, less people to have opinions and harder to get on the same page, you know, as long as we're making the right decisions, as long as we're doing what's best for Tennessee, then hey, I'm on board. But the moment that a problem comes up because of the reduction of the board trustee members, I'm telling you, there's no way that you're going to be able to wiggle out of it and politic and point the finger somewhere else. It's going to be pointing one direction. So let's see what happens, man. We got good people in place right now. And it's taken us a long time to get that, where we have good folks who are on the same page in place. Coach Former, Beverly Davenport, Dr. DiPietro, they're on the same page. It's taking a long time for that.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
So, yeah. and we'll have a new president, but join in, get on the same page with the AD and the chancellor. The new president comes in.
Follow the in crowd.
And messes things up, then we'll know it's him. We'll know it's him. 100%.
We'll know what led to it.
And decision makers, look what happened on Shiano Sunday. These fans ain't playing anymore.
Articles are still being written. They've published about it.
The fans have been patient. They've been understanding. They've been supportive. And a lot of times, they've been naive. They've been sheep, blind sheep. Fan base is woke. They are woke.
0 to 100.
They are woke right now. So I'm chilling right now. I'm just waiting and seeing. I'm enjoying the success we're having right now in the athletic program. I'm excited about what Pruitt's going to do. I hope he works out. There's a lot of signs that suggest that he will. I'll let the board stuff work itself out, the board trustees. Swain Event, be right back.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Voted best barbecue in City View Magazine and a top 100 barbecue restaurant in the country, Dead End is a no-brainer when you are craving the smoky flavor of Quality Q. Dead End makes it easy to enjoy their fantastic menu with online ordering and local delivery with Valet Gourmet. That's right, you can have Dead End brought to you. Can't think of the spread for your next event? Get Dead End to cater it. Check them out online, deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue, the search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can. Because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Simplico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike, between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
your car insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
Tennessee, Memphis, renewing the rivalry. Rick Barnes talked to the media yesterday to officially close out the basketball season, and heard it from Penny's side, Penny Hardaway, new basketball coach of Memphis, that they're going to play Tennessee. We heard from Rick Barnes' side that they're going to play Memphis, and so I know both fan bases are happy about that. Pumped to see us play against Memphis. And I'm not scared to play anybody, man.
Heck no.
You
shouldn't be.
Bring it on.
Well, Rick Barnes has been able to build. Now,
it creates an opportunity for Coach Barnes and this coaching staff to tap into the Memphis market, even with Penny coming over to the university.
Let's go. Let's do it. Now, in football, I remember when we scheduled Oregon. And I remember when we scheduled Oklahoma. And I ain't afraid to play anybody. We can play anybody. But.
You was worried.
I'm not going to say I went into those games confident that we would win.
The trip to Oregon was one where I just, you know, you kind of said, all right, yeah, this one's not happening. That's okay. Because when Oregon came to Knoxville,
quick slant, there they go.
Tennessee actually played a decent first half. The monsoon happened.
I remember.
Yeah, I was there. I was at that game. The monsoon happened, and then it was all downhill for Tennessee after that. They ended up losing big. But that game going to Eugene, I was pretty much like...
I was in V
with
my
shirt
off in the monsoon.
Oh, yeah,
swinging it over my head like a wild man.
Mm-hmm. People went on the field.
And loved every second.
People went out on the field. Got arrested, but they went out on the field.
It was very tempting.
Yeah, and they were slipping and sliding around. It was fun.
It was like a ready-made slip and slide there on the sideline. But, yeah, guys were getting escorted out left and right. Good times, great memory. Inside Neyland.
But going back, so excited to see Tennessee play Memphis. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
Glad to see that rivalry renewed. Let's go. I'm already ready for next basketball season.
So, we didn't do for what. I think we need to do it now. Because I got a new for what. It just popped on my radar.
Okay.
But I'll let you go first if you have that available.
Well, I had one that I was kind of excited about. This happened yesterday. Here's your headline from Fox News. Self-taught rocket maker shoots himself 2,000 feet in the air to prove the Earth is flat.
So, that is so good.
Mad Mike Hughes is a 61-year-old limo driver by trade. He promised last year to propel himself in the air and snap a photo to prove that astronauts had conspired to fabricate the shape of the planet. He believes the Earth is shaped like a Frisbee, or so he told a Flat Earth group last year. This man did it. He spent $20,000 and went out into the desert in Amboy, California, and shot himself into the air. Came down. He was pretty badly injured. He just came down with a parachute. I don't know if he got a photo. This doesn't say. Does he snap a femur?
I don't know.
I don't know if he proved to himself that the Earth was flat. Maybe he proved to himself that the Earth is in fact a globe. But he, before going into it, he told a flat Earth group last year that this will, quote, shut the doors on this ball Earth thing. And it said that he was mercilessly mocked for his plans, and for good reason.
Sounds like astronaut because it's farmer very come stupid. To life.
It quite literally. But Mad Mike Hughes, no sign yet that he got a photo that proves that the Earth is indeed flat. But maybe, hey, if he comes out, he has photographic evidence that we're all living on a disc where we can go step off the edge. I'm happy to oblige. I'll be a believer, but you got to show me that proof first, because I have some photographic proof that we're living on a globe.
There you go.
But I don't have it that we're living on a flat Earth. So help me out here, Mike, and maybe I'll be with you.
What are you gonna say, Brad?
That was a good for what, man? I can't even go to
my. Totally absurd. Totally
I was gonna
absurd.
Go to the NBA with Markelle Fultz. Came out, had his debut last night for the 76ers. Already clinched a playoff spot.
Scored
76ers.
10 points.
10 points, 5 of 13 shooting, but it wasn't about the performance. I think he's going to be a great player. Love his talent. It's how you handle the post-game interview. Your first one, you're asked about the injury. You knew it was coming. And he was asked about other things, his performance, his teammates, what led up to this. He answers all the questions with, you know, smile on his face. Every time he's asked about his shoulder, the injury, he doesn't even respond. He has this blank stare looking right into the reporters who numerous reporters asked this similar question. None of these questions were worded incorrectly or packaged in the wrong way. They were basic questions that Markelle Fultz should be ready to answer coming back from a very long absence. You're the first overall pick. It comes with the territory.
An absence that was caused by that shoulder injury.
If you're trying to, you know, make it seem like, hey, let's focus on the game now. I'm back. Let's not focus on the injury. Then you need to address it like whenever I feel comfortable or my coach later on will address my injury, but I'm not ready to do so at this time. Or however you want to in that manner. You don't just look blankly at the reporter like they're not doing their job or they've asked something that is off base or inappropriate for the situation. It was none of those. For what? You got to be better than that.
Yeah, he obviously don't want to answer that question. But
which is eerie.
I got for what to a sensitive, triggered Twitter user this morning. We brought up Duke. We talked about Duke this morning because, you know, Duke is one of the blue bloods, one of the best basketball programs in the country. No one can deny that. Coach K is a legend. A lot of people had them winning it all. And, you know, they lost to Kansas. And in losing to Kansas, Grayson Allen, his last attempt to win that game at the buzzer rolled around the rim and it flew out. Grayson Allen has been a polarizing player because he's tripped people during his career on purpose.
You know, like cheating.
Like, yeah, he's played dirty. He's a dirty basketball player. He's dirty. He's tried to trip people that could hurt other basketball players. So, you wonder, okay, who is hated the most in Duke basketball history? They play on the edge. They play hard. A part of it is because they're successful. People hate the Patriots. People hate Alabama because they win. That's just how it is in sports. We understand that. So we put out a poll. Christian Laettner, Grayson Allen, J.J. Redick. Who's the most hated right now? 53% Christian Laettner. A triggered Duke basketball fan, all in my mentions, responds to the poll by saying winning and success will cause hate and animosity, which is why you would never see a poll affiliated with any UT players. Yeah. Yeah, man. We know that. We're not a basketball school. No one's like that shade you're trying to throw. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Then he comes back and says, a guy who cheers for a basketball school with zero national titles. So he's trying to throw like shade, like I'm talking junk about Duke. So I simply ask him, hey, man, why are you mad this morning? I mean, How are you grumpy when it's time to eat bacon and eggs? Like how do you allow yourself to be grumpy before 10 o'clock in the morning? Did you hit rush hour? What happened, man? Did you have diarrhea this morning? Like, why are you upset this morning?
It's a bit perturbed. Like, and we're not sure why.
He says, why is it relevant to a Tennessee sports talk host? It's relevant because it's the Final Four. It's March Madness. Duke just lost.
And Grayson Allen just ended his career.
He's one of the dirtiest basketball players in history of college basketball. And so it's very relevant. So then I just asked him again, why are you mad this morning?
And the next response is where –
Why are you mad?
The for what really comes in.
And I answered his question. He's like, why is it relevant to a Tennessee sports talk host? I go, because Duke is a top basketball program. Again, why are you mad? And I says, why are you mad this morning? Where are you, Darnell? Why are you mad? Because a poll about three white players people consider villains only gets made to apply to Duke. What the hell are you talking about? What is that?
Really?
I can come up with a few other places that have villainous white dudes.
What does white dudes have to do with anything?
Like race should never be involved in this topic.
Jerry McNamara.
It was not needed.
who are some other good ones?
Marshall Henderson,
Ole Miss.
Because of how he acted. Marcus Smart at Oklahoma State was hated.
Perfect
because remember,
example.
He pushed a big Texas Tech fan. Now, I understand why he pushed a Texas Tech fan. The fan deserved it. But
got in his face.
But Marcus Smart was hated. Like, it's okay being a villain. Kevin Durant was a villain at the NBA level because he left OKC to go to Golden State. So I'm giving this dude, Darnell Tyler, on Twitter, for what, man? He is so triggered this morning. He's so bothered. He must be lactose intolerant that the cereal that he ate this morning gave him bubble guts, and he's taking it out on us.
Love me some 2%.
Because you can't talk about Duke. Don't talk about Duke!
That's one of the stupidest things. Because this dude's a Duke fan. He's standing in Cameron in his profile picture, and then he's got Cameron indoor as his background too on Twitter. I always think that's funny when I'm having a conversation like with a Tennessee fan, completely isolated on Twitter with me and a Tennessee fan. Maybe it's about Georgia football or something, and Georgia fan drops in like, "Well, y'all didn't play in the national championship this year. You can't talk about this." Well, yes, I can. Go away. I didn't invite you in here.
Right quick before we go. You ever see someone that gets in 3 foot of water and they're like, "Oh my god, I can't swim! I can't swim! Oh my god, I can't swim!" And you like stand up. they're expecting something and they didn't get it. This guy was expecting me to throw shade at Duke, and I wasn't throwing shade at Duke.
He was wanting a battle.
He was wanting a battle.
He wanted followers.
What he doesn't realize is that I got more people that I have relationships with and friends with at Duke than any other program.
Cut.
I got more Duke gear in my closet.
This is true.
Than any other school. Tennessee.
One of the first days we worked with you, you had on a Duke basketball shirt.
Yeah. I got Duke gear because it was given to me because a lot of equipment managers from Tennessee went to Duke. So, not throwing shade at Duke, but this guy is so triggered, man. Just relax. Have some coffee.
What are y'all's thoughts about the results so far before we go?
Christian Laettner being.
It's later.
Yeah.
I mean, we thought Laettner was going to win, but Grayson's up there.
He's got a good 53% to 41%.
Not surprising.
On 1,400 votes. So.
All right, that's our time for today. Swain Events fueled by Dayton Barbecue. Hour 3 powered by Low T Center, lowtcenter.com. Same time tomorrow, 7 a.m. Peace and love.